All right, everyone, say good morning. So we left off in Rav Kashtiel Sefer on page 12. On page 12. So remember again, Rav Kashtiel is picking up in the Midah of Zihirus, speaking about the Ramchal's idea that when living life, one must be Zohir. One must be especially careful and pay special attention to the way that one lives. Remember again, in the words of the Ramchal, looking for the ultimate tova amiti, what is the ultimate good in life? And then when I decide what the ultimate good in life is, I'm then able to ascertain which actions will get me towards the tova amiti, which actions will lead me away from the tova amiti. Without that tova amiti, without knowing what that ultimate good is, it's hard to know what I should be doing or shouldn't be doing in life. So Rav Kashtiel was dealing with a basic fundamental question, which was, doesn't this approach kind of take just some of the joy out of life? If one has to be constantly aware, constantly vigilant, and always watching their back, because some wrong decision could derail the nature and trajectory and direction of my life. So again, it's like chokes the life out of a person. You know, he gave the example that a person is going on a trip, a person is going on a trip. And as they're walking along the trail, so what happens? There's a person behind them and says, oh, be careful from that bush over there. Be careful from that rock. Be careful, the path is a little bit narrow. Be careful of this. Be careful of that. Be careful of every single thing. Over time, it could ultimately go ahead and it could just go ahead and just simply choke the life out of a person. So the Ramchal, successor of Kashtiel, explained that, remember, he gave the mashal of the animal. So he says, for example, the cat. The cat goes and jumps everywhere it wants, but yet the cat is always aware, right? The ears of the cat always perk up whenever it senses any kind of danger. Does that mean that the cat lives any less? No, just the opposite. One could say that the cat lives even more because the cat is able to do what it wants to do, but yet at the same time, there's never a moment where it lets its guard down. So that's just a review. Take a look now, page 12. So he says, Atzvonos magia im yesh pachat. He says, the truth is, being vigilant doesn't lead to sadness. He says, being sad ultimately only comes about if a person is scared. Kishadam mevuhal hu atzbani. When a person is confused or a person is overwhelmed, that's when ultimately he becomes depressed. Ata osek b'mesima hanose shalach zalachios. So a person is engaged in the most important thing in life, which is called living. Ha'im chaya hi atzbanit. Ha'im adam shwerani hu atzbani. Ha'im adam shoholich letayel v'hu arani atzbani. Lo. So we'll say, so what Rav Kashtiel is aiming at is that people think that really what he's aiming at is like this. People think that living a life with rules and living a life with restrictions takes away from a certain sense of simchas hachayim, takes away from a certain sense of joy of life. And therefore, again, living life with a constant awareness and a constant vigilance about what I am or what I'm not doing could ultimately take away some of that joy of life. He says it's not true. It's the person who's taking the teal, the person who's taking the trip, but ultimately is vigilant and is aware of his surroundings. Is he any less happy? Chas v'shalom. Hu yoser daruch. Hu yoser erani. Hu yoser samlev. Only thing that happens is this person is more alert. This person is more attentive. Hu arani l'chol ha-misrachesh sivivo. He's alert to everything that's happening around him. Hu ma'od kashuv lama shiyeh atzpani. So ultimately, again, because of his vigilance, at the end of the day, that allows him to appreciate the experience even more. Doesn't chas v'shalom contribute towards some sense of depression or some sense of sadness? So you understand over here what Rav Kashtiel is saying, and this is quite amazing. The example he gave, you know, think about of the teal example for just a moment. That a person is on the teal, so if he's not attentive to anything going on around him, and he just goes ahead and walks on the path and doesn't see the flowers and doesn't see the vegetation and doesn't see the plant life all around him, it's true, he'll go on the teal, but he's missed out on so many of the side benefits of the tziul. If on the other hand, while he's walking, he's attentive to what's going on, then not only has he walked the path, but he's experienced it as well. It's the same thing in life. He says, Osa davar be'inyanim haruchnim. It's the same thing in matters of spirituality. Ata chai es ha'ishiyus shelcha. So we live our life. Chai es ha'nefesh shelcha. And we live ultimately with our soul. Ma'od chashuv lecha ha'ishiyut. Our individuality is exceptionally important to us. You know, we'll say this is a very important yisod. You know, Chaim Shmuel Levitz discusses this in terms of the psychology of sin. He says, why is it that people sin? Right? It's a good shayla. So the most common answer is, why do people sin?
Because they're weak.
Right? Because it's silliness, you know, like we saw in Sota, you know, Ein Adam Chote Ela Imke Nichnas Bo Ruach Shtus, because of taivas, because of desires. So, Chaim Shmuel Levitz says something much more pashut. You know why people sin? People sin because they want to show that they are in control. Meaning, at the end of the day, if there's one thing that's important for me in life, it's to show Ani Agever. You know, I am in charge. Don't tell me what to do. I know you're God. I know you're all powerful. You're omniscient. You're omnipotent. You're omnipresent. I understand you're all great and everything. But I'm me. So you could tell everybody else what to do, but don't tell me what to do. I'll just tell you, by the way, this is why, just if you want a little bit of, a psychological insight, this is why you see people do this even more often with Dinei Dirabanan. Right? Yeah, I mean, you hear people like go off on rabbinic law or go off on the rabbis. I don't mean contemporary rabbis. You could go off on contemporary rabbis. I'm talking about like Chazal. You want like, what's up with this person? Like what? So we'll say it's a very simple thing because people don't like to be told what to do. They like to do what they want. Therefore, again, if I want to go to a concert of women, Kalisha's ridiculous. Kalisha's ridiculous. Why don't they just accept the fact that I'm an avarion? I'm violating rabbinic law. Okay, nobody's perfect. So this is my weakness. I don't keep the laws of Kalisha, or I don't keep the laws of Tznius, or I don't keep this, or I don't keep that. Okay, we all have things, we're both saying areas that we're weak on. That's the reality. Nobody likes to say that. Instead, what we like to say is it doesn't apply. Don't tell me what to do. It's a very important thing, Rabbi Hussein. It's psychologically telling because it helps us to understand ourselves. Because when we think about it, I think a lot of times, when we think about the negative things that we do, we look back, and very often, we don't understand why we did certain silly things. We look back at certain averas that we did. We say, whatever the gishmak I thought that I was going to get from it, I didn't get from it. Elamai, it's about preserving a sense of self-autonomy. So the reason I'm pointing this out over here is because, remember, what Rav Kashtiel is saying over here is, sometimes the difficulty we have with leading vigilant lives is that we feel that we're yielding some of the control of our lives back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which Rav Kashtiel is actually demonstrating is that the more vigilant and attentive you are with the way you live, the more power you're actually taking over your life. So he goes on, he says, the most important thing in our life is our neshama. Ata ma'od mis'anyin b'makorla keitzari miskademes ma'mikademoso. You know, we'll say the most important thing we have in our life is our neshama. And at the end of the day, one of the most important things I want to make sure of is what is it that ultimately helps my neshama to mature, to progress. Ma'mifateach osa. What allows it to self-actualize? Zema sheme'anyein oscha. This is ultimately, again, what concerns us. This is what interests us most. Zelo atzpanus. So we'll say this is not a sense of sadness. Zenikra lachios. This is called life. Atatzarech lios adam ma'od irani. Lakshev ma'over ala ishios shelcha. To think about what's happening with my personality, with my personality. Lakshev imhi avra mashu kasha. Chavaya shlilit. Ata irani laze. Ve'ata lo rotes a chavaya shlilis. Haim ze atzvanus lo ze aranus. So we'll say, ultimately, says Rav Kashtiel something very important. The most important asset we have in life is our neshama. That is the most important asset that we possess. And what's most important in life is, Rabosai, like lahavdil, it's like, you know, protect the quarterback. You know, you got to protect the quarterback at all costs. So the neshama is the quarterback. You protect the neshama at all costs. The Midah of Zihirus says, am I protecting the neshama or not? At the end of the day, there are so many negative influences. There are so many positive influences. There are so many wonderful things that can help to amplify the neshama. And there are so many other things that can pull the rug out from under the neshama. The shaila is, at the end of the day, is what I'm doing helping facilitating the neshama, or chas v'shalom undermining the neshama? That's Rabbi said, the midah of zihirus. Does this cause sadness? Does this cause a person to be overwhelmed? It's just the opposite. I'm not losing control of my life. In fact, I'm taking control of my life. Kimo shechatul lo nichnas lepina chashucha ki lo yodea ma mechake lo sham. The same way that the cat doesn't enter into the dark corner because he does not know what's waiting for him in the dark corner. Page 13. It's not because the cat is sad or the cat is depressed. It's just that the cat wants to live. And therefore the cat realizes that if it wants to live, it has to be attentive to the areas, to what's happening around it. Lo bichla pachdanus. So Rabbi say we have to be attentive in life, not because we're afraid. El ki ata doeg lenefeshacha. Rabbi say this is such an important formulation, and if you think about this, by the way, as a formulation, as a way to live life, it's exceptionally enlightening. The most important thing in life, this is a hard thing to hear, but the most important thing in life is not my spouse. The most important thing in life is not my children. The most important thing in life are not my parents. The most important thing in life are not my friends. The most important thing in life is my neshama. For the simple reason, Rabbi said that at the end of the day, that neshama is what I have for all eternity. That is mine for all eternity, and that is what the Ribono Shel Olam gave me to refine, to uplift, and to better, and to return to Him after 120. Therefore, the Midah of Zihiru says, be careful what you do to that neshama. Because one thing is for sure, everything we do in life, has an impact on that neshama. And the impact is never parif. The impact is either positive or negative. The Midah of Zihiru says, just be attentive to the impact of your actions upon your neshama. He goes, let's just read a few more lines. Imato yodea shemashu mesuyam yazik la lugufo nefesh atalasa la sasezos. If you know that something adversely impacts either your body or your soul, generally people will stay away from such a situation. L'dugma, for example, ataloti konis lamakum shebo kulam ashanim. So today, again, I'm not going to go into a place where everybody's smoking. Lama, kiate iraniata, daruch ata, mereach shemakum azeh selotov. Because, you know, if I go to a room filled with smoke, ultimately, again, that secondhand smoke is going to have an adverse impact upon me. Imata magia lamakum shekula medabrim lashon hara, v'ata mevin shezelo tov lenefesh, zelo borila, v'ata kam v'holech. So we'll say similarly, if I go to a room and everybody in the room is speaking lashon hara, so I realize now again, the same way that the room filled with smoke is bad for my body, so the room filled with lashon hara is bad for my soul. So if I get up and I choose to leave that room, ha'im ze'atzbonus, is that sadness or depression? Zobriut, this is health, spiritual health. Ata arani, I'm awake, I'm alert. Ata sam lev l'chaim shalcha, I'm attentive to my life. Ata l'rotze she'chaim shalcha yismos, she'yismas mesu l'chastam. I don't want my life to just slip away without meaning. Ata niyese barimizi, I become healthier. Ha'nefesh shalcha nishar nekia, my soul is able to remain pure and clean. He yechola lehislach lech mirechilus l'ashen hara, va'achshav hi nishar nekia. The soul which could otherwise become dirtied and sullied from l'ashen hara, now remains clean. Im yesh ezech Chabura mikukeles, shemazmina oscha listovev itam va'ata misarev. If there's a negative peer group that invites me to be part of them, and I say very nicely, no, thank you, as ma'ata mafsid, right? What have I lost? At es ma'ata mafsid, es ha'avar yonu shalohem ata mafsid. You lost that an opportunity to do an avera. Zelo hefsid zerevach. This chas shalom is not a loss, but rather ultimately. Again, so I'll stop with Rabbi Osei. But again, what Rav Kashtil sensitizes us to remember this whole idea, and this is why this idea is so yisodistic, because in today's day and age, the notion of having to be attentive to rules is something that makes people feel like they're in a chokehold, right? I'm in a chokehold. I can't breathe. I can't move. I can't do anything on my own. And this creates a sense of depression and causes many people to say, what do I need this for? So Rav Kashdiel says, but if you change your perspective and realize that the rules are not there in order to choke the life out of me, just the opposite. The rules are there to make me attentive. The rules are there to make me aware. The rules are there to open my eyes, to realize that I have this precious asset called an neshama, which is either helped or hurt through my actions in life, and it's those rules that help to sensitize me to the things I should do, the things I shouldn't do in life. Then suddenly again, the rules are what the Ramchal is calling zihirus. Ultimately, living life with a sense of awareness, God forbid, does not choke the life out of me. Just the opposite. It creates an amplified sense of awareness, and it creates an amplified sense of purpose in life. All right, let's go stop over here. Pick up Emirat Hashem with this tomorrow.